everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 24th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 7th, 8th, and 9th at River Spirit Expo at the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email. Your tractor expert at P&K knows what it means to really own your land. It all starts with a John Deere tractor. And right now, the all-new 3025E compact tractor is just $125 a month. That combined with the ease of ownership, and you won't find a better deal. So don't just buy a tractor, own a John Deere. See the difference today. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 5217. Residency restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See P&K for details and terms and conditions as exclusions and limitations apply.
Strong buyer support started to develop today as buyers stepped back into the market after remaining incredibly absent for most of the morning. The lack of interest Friday has kept traders on the sidelines, but a flurry of activity was seen during the last hour of trade. Corn prices were lower in light trade today, May corn futures about 4 cents lower. Stock markets were mixed in light trade. The Dow Jones is 27 points lower, NASDAQ up 2 points. Live cattle futures developed late-day buyer activity on the last trading session of April, with April futures posting a $2.50 per hundredweight rally. This sparked additional support into other nearby contracts following what had been previously lackluster interest in the rest of the complex. June futures traded at $1.30 per hundredweight higher, with traders nearing $123 per hundredweight in light to moderate support. Sharp fundamental and technical support, though, at the end of the month, is expected to springboard trade activity into renewed buyer activity early next week with a fresh month on the books. Meanwhile, firm buyer support quickly moved into feeder cattle futures. Although the support was contained within a narrow range, the overall support was growing through the last couple of hours. August contracts continued to lead the market higher with a $1.60 per hundredweight rally, with the focus on the strong cash market support in the cattle market that developed through the entire complex through the waning hours of April trade. Then grain futures were mixed as a choppy overnight session came to an end. Markets faced a lot of headwinds, which kept prices from doing very much. And then corn prices, softer today after heavy deliveries against May on first notice day, threatened to break futures out of their recent wedge formation. Soybeans traded mixed overnight, weighed down by heavy deliveries and flat outside markets, while wheat prices were mostly a little higher, supported by adverse weather across much of the growing region. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network.